The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Well, WA is still in shock. Yesterday, we woke to the news that veteran ABC broadcaster Russell Wolfe had passed away in his sleep at the age of 57. Joining me now is one of his good mates, WA comedy legend Pete Rosethorne. Good morning, Pete.
Big Bustling Ben O'Shea. How are you, mate? Are you all right?
Yeah, doing good, mate. I can't imagine how you're feeling now. As like so many people who worked with Rusty, I know he was such a good friend to you. How are you feeling?
Yeah. Not great. I'm just outside of florist, actually, buying flowers so I can put him in his doorstep, you know, for his beautiful wife and child, you know. So you go through those sort of clumsy kind of actions after, it's so sudden, it's so incredibly shocking to lose a friend like that. And, you know, it's so hard to chat to people closest to him because they're so hurt. And so it's, but he was a beautiful man, and I was just so lucky to have known him and worked with him. And we had a really natural, you know, I've done quite a bit of radio through my time and just bits and pieces of shows. I was a second banana sort of thing. But he is, we just had a natural rapport with each other, and it was something that you don't often find. And I was just so happy it happened with him because we were like two giant children. Didn't feel like we were ever at work and having a conversation. Our conversations always started back in Melbourne when I was living over there, and I was doing a show called Can We Help, which was based in Perth. And I used to call in to drive because of the time difference. I could advertise what was on the show with Russell. So we had this sense, because working on the phone, we had this great sort of knowingness of when to speak and when not to speak. And when you're on the phone, it can be quite tricky. But so that's where the rapport came from. And because of the time difference, I always had already had a martini or two before I spoke to him. It was Friday. So I was pretty loose. So we had some really weird and funny segments.
Well, you had...
He's got to control a wild animal.
You had such incredible chemistry on that drive segment. It really was just wonderful, wonderful radio. And I'm sure you remember, you were on air with him on the day that he gave his sort of shock on-air resignation.
Yeah, so I knew all that was coming. So, and he couldn't say that he was... he resigned. The ABC had sacked him, but he couldn't say that contractually. And so, hey, what are you going to do? Fire me now? So he was really gutted. He was so gutted. They just couldn't get their heads around a guy who could stand outside the studio and have an Adari in the street with his songs and a polo and walk back in and just do it. Because he was just, he was a genius. He was a genius speaker. He was across a lot of subjects. He was a great listener, the world's best listener, amazing. And cared so much about humanity. He was a good human being, and listened and focused on his guests so beautifully. And he could make someone feel fantastic very, very easily. And it's a gift. And they just wanted him to do like everyone else could do and do work. You know, maybe produce something for the show. But hey, that was a producer's job. He kind of thought, I suppose. But he meant no malice in it. He was just the way he operated. And anyway, he went away overseas for a few years with his beautiful wife and came back and ABC went, sorry, his breakfast. You know, so he ended up doing the biggest slot of them all at the end. So, but he was doing such great work still. And every time, last time I saw him and Kylie, which was a couple of weeks ago at a charity function, they looked beautiful. They looked like a dynamic looking couple. He was a big man, but he carried his weight very well. And his big hairy beast, like everyone's been describing him as, and he was just a beautiful person and a great loss to me as a friend and to the community, the entertainment film radio community of WA.
Yeah, well, you know, looking back at that time, that you're mentioning about when he left the ABC, when he was sacked by the ABC, like I felt at the time that they didn't really understand the value that he had to the listeners, to the audience, and they wanted the show to be more newsy. Because I remember I reported on the incident at the time. They wanted it to be more newsy, and Rusty said, you know, like that was just not the way that he went about it. He offered more than just a straight kind of news drive show. But then seeing him come back to the ABC and the prime breakfast slot, to me was a sign that that Auntie kind of had finally figured out his value.
Yeah. Especially his value to WA. He's really entrenched in the community, and and it's a very small place, WA. It's a big state, but it's a small state. So, and he was really well liked, and they made a blue. That's all, and that's okay. It happens in all departments and walks of life. That's those sort of decisions happen sometimes, and I don't think they really wanted the newsy kind of vibe. I think they said that so they can, you know, change direction and not feel bad about giving them the ass. Yeah. So, but he's a very resilient person and very strong and very focused and quite dogged as well. So he's for all his warmth, he was actually quite driven and competitive in his own way. So he was just a beautiful, complex, wonderful at his core human being. So I'm just so honoured to have met him and to have loved him the way I loved him, and this is great.
And so what are the moments that you shared with Russell that you're really hanging on to today?
Well, just the friendship and the constant, you know, when you have your friend with someone. Like, my life's got fairly hectic over the last few years, my own personal family reasons, and I haven't seen as much of Russell as I was, and it was always the same, you know. That was just that beautiful thing of never shifting as a friendship and a feel between two people. You know, I have it with other friends as well, as opposed to old friends of mine. And he was just always really genuine and warm, and we just had a thing. We had like a lover's thing. I don't know what it was, but it was just a thing. We just really enjoyed each other's company, and we sort of glowed when we saw each other. It all sounds very sort of romantic and weird, but it was just a great friendship, and that's all I value, and I'll value it forever, and I'll miss him dearly.
Peter Rosethorne, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, mate. I wish it was in better circumstances, but you take care of yourself. You take care of yourself, and hold your loved ones close.
Cheers, mate. Thank you so much, mate. Thanks for your time, mate.